bucks, or we're talking a couple grand, or, you know.
Okay. Okay, perfect. Yeah, let me grab him. We'll get the rate in place. We'll do our best to make it fit for you.
Hey, Nicholas?
Yep.
Hey, Nicholas. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Good.
Good. That's what I like to hear. Tara asked me to jump on the line with you to go over some pricing. Before I start throwing numbers at you, did you have any questions for me, like, about the placement on Google or how it works?
Not really. I'm just trying to get a number out of you guys.
I hear you. That's the ultimate deciding factor, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well, like I was just telling her, we're booked out a month, or, you know, it's not like we're not hurting for work, you know, so I don't really, if it's a crazy number or something like that, there's really no reason to.
Oh, that's good.
You know,
so
people could call me so I could basically tell them they have to wait a month or, you know.
Yeah, that's actually normal. Like, we're not looking for a dying business to put on the first page and save, you know. Although it does look like your Facebook page is dying if it's under Robin Meyer Electric. Oh, no, it just came up with your
no.
Number. Who's Robin Meyer?
That'd be my father's company.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yeah, no. So, I mean, the guys that are on the first page, if you look up electricians in your area, you'll actually be able to see, like, they're booked out too. You know, that's actually common. They're pretty much pushing things out for a month or two. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. So be it. You know, we actually encourage that. We encourage you to kind of cherry pick through and do what's best for your company. But Tara was telling me you're doing Home Advisor by Angie's, and she wanted to see if I can get the rate down to kind of get your foot in the door and show you the difference, because those guys get their leads from Google. You know, they're on the first page of Google, just like we're offering to do for you, except for they're a little further down the page for people within 40 miles of Tomahawk and surrounding areas. So, you know, basically we're talking about cutting out your middleman and your current marketing strategy is really what it is. I mean, we'd list you independently and just let people call you directly off the first page of Google without you having to, you know, pay lead fees or deal with the leads going to a couple other competing guys in the area. I'm sure you can see a value in that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And shouldn't make things cheaper, honestly. I mean, we're try to do our research so that way we're not wasting your time, our time, with these phone calls. But you already have a Facebook business profile set up?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. And you're doing anything else outside of just Facebook and Home Advisor by Angie's that I could see?
Yeah, like local radio and, you know, nothing crazy. We don't really need to, you know, like I said, I'm not really hurting for work, so it's...
Yeah.
There's no reason to advertise in a bunch to just to tell people they got to wait a month or a month and a half or 2 months, you know.
Yeah, well,
it'd be different if you're slow, you know.
Yeah, it's just about branding. So the hard part about getting on the first page of Google, it's not so much like the cost of it, it's the availability. Google will actually only show three electricians at a time on the first page next to the map there in that Google Places category where we're talking about listing you. So we do have a spot mm-hmm. open, but the last time we had a spot open was 11 months. So it's like to say, hey, I'm booked up for the next month. I don't see a value in doing something that, you know, is going to be benefiting you for a lot longer than just the next month. You know, even though it's a month-to-month service, you know, the idea is to try to earn your business long-term and have you using this thing for years, not just a month or two, right? So just to shoot you straight on it, there is a package called our Platinum Package. It comes with Facebook ads. I know you're already doing Facebook, so it's just ads. We're not going to be, you know, rebuilding a new Facebook page or anything like that. It also has Bing first page placement, Amazon Alexa voice search results, and Apple and Safari. They all pull from the Google Places guide for their top recommendations. And then there's Yelp, Yellow Pages, and Thumbtack, just to name a few of the directories that we'll submit you to as well. But 20 years experience, premier Google partner. We just try to use all our experience and our expertise to put you in position to get as many job opportunities as possible throughout the year. If you were to come on board with us today, I can reduce that Platinum Package price by 50%. It's usually $499, so you'd be looking at $249 month to month. That's the bottom line. And then there's no other lead fees or click fees or call fees or anything like that that'll pop up on you throughout the month. So it's just a flat rate.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. if I could approve that pricing and structure. And, oh, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
I'll lock you in, too. So I'm going to send you a service agreement with everything in writing, and you'll keep that rate. So if you want to continue to use this month in and month out, it'll just stay $249. Won't go back up on you.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so I got to verify your Google business profile. Google's going to send you a PIN in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. There's a little five-digit number I'll need off the back of it when it comes in. What's the street address that I could send that to?
It's N2722 County Road, JJ.
Okay. All right, Nick. And I'm assuming Meyer is the last name?
Yeah, it's Mir.
Mir. My apologies. M-Y-R-E?
Yep.
All right. And then what's your business email address? I'm going to send the full service agreement in writing, and then I'll also send an invoice receipt for you as well.
It's hnhelectric1@gmail.com.
Okay, N2722 County Road. Why isn't your address coming up here?
Yeah, so they changed our road name like a couple, like 2-3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm showing Merrill.
Yeah, people struggle. Yep.
Okay. I see. Okay, I see what
it
happened.
It used to be Pier Street, and they changed it to. It used to be Pier Street, and they changed it to County Road, JJ.
Okay. I gotta make sure this goes through. I might just. I think I'm just gonna send you the form, and we'll do it that way. I'm still gonna try to send the PIN in the mail because that's like the main process of verification. But I'm gonna send you the digital form to fill out too, just in case that gets lost or something happens there, because Google doesn't even have it set up properly.
Right. Maybe that's why they wouldn't verify me. I don't know.
Yeah, that's more than likely the case. Usually when that happens, then they go to this form and then they do a video verification. So we'll get you through it. It tells you right at the bottom of that form. I just emailed it and texted it over to you, but right at the bottom, it says that if anything's missing from this verification form, you know, you just check the box that you're okay with us doing a video verification, and we'll verify it over the phone. But it looks like the address is the main discrepancy that you would have with that.
Right. Okay.
And then you want me to have this address hidden online?
No, you couldn't.
Leave it displayed?
Yeah, I guess it doesn't really matter. What do people usually do?
They usually hide it if they do business from home. I mean, a lot of the businesses we work with also have, like, brick-and-mortar stores where people can get turn-by-turn directions from you. But if you do business from home, we usually
hide it.
Well,
go ahead and hide it then.
Yeah. There's no reason for somebody to have it. They're not coming to you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
yeah, you go ahead and hide it.
Okay. Still, we'll have City, State, and Zip on there, though, on the Google business profile. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then how would you like your hours of operation for the business listed?
24/7, 7 days a week.
Okay. All right. And you could accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yes.
All right. Go ahead and update. All right. Perfect. And then we do offer a My Site, which is a custom website design.
Yeah, I'm not really interested in a website.
Okay. It's no extra charge to you.
I mean, I guess. What do you need from me?
If you have a logo, we'd ask you to send that in, and then any, like, before and after shots or photos that you'd like to use for the site. And then we do all the legwork on it. We just kind of pick your brain, ask you, like, your mission statement, company slogans, things like that. And then we'll create,
if you go on my Facebook. If you go on my Facebook page, you could probably pull a bunch of stuff off of that.
Okay. It's, I actually do need to do a cleanup on your Facebook page because your number is associated with your dad's Facebook page. So we got to do
I gotta delete that page. That company's no longer.
Oh, okay. We could do that for you though. We'll fix it when we run your Facebook ads. I just wanted to clarify that with you over the phone.
Yeah, I got to delete that page. I can do that.
Okay. Yeah, it should be easy fix. Okay. Why am I not getting you, though? There's a few different H&H Electrical Services out there. Well, this is H&H Electrical Services. You should just be H&H Electrical.
Just H&H Electric.
Does it have the lightning bolt with like a navy blue background?
Yes.
Okay, I found it. Okay.
Yeah, I just started it maybe a couple months ago, so there's not a ton of shit on there yet, but...
Oh, no, this isn't it.
Pulse once or twice a week.
Yeah, that's normal, though. That's about average. But for some reason, this isn't you, because the phone number on this is weird, and it's showing up as Alabama. It's all good.
Yeah,
I'll find
it.
Yeah, I know. I'll find it before the client interview. I just got to get on there and look up everything that has to do with name, address, phone number. I'll get it. Okay, and then we do need to do a client interview. So client interviews, they usually take about 30 minutes. We ask for an hour window in case the call goes over. You have any extra questions? Is there a time today where we could do that with you?
Not today, no. I'm still working.
Okay. What about Monday?
If we could do Tuesday at 8 o'clock.
Tuesday, 8 a.m. Okay, I'm going to send you a calendar invitation since it's a little ways out. Oh, shoot. Okay. Hold on.
Unless you do Saturday or Sunday, but...
No, they can't do that because we need them in office.
Tuesday at 8 a.m.
Tuesday at 8. Okay, the only issue with that is the time. I could do a 9 to 10.
No, Tuesday. I got an estimate at 9.
Shoot. Okay. Yeah, because we're right next to Google, if you look us up. So we're on Pacific Standard Time. So that's the thing. So at 9 a.m. your time, 7 a.m. here, we're usually in-house 7 to 4 for interviews, and then we have a 24/7 customer service. So it's got to be sometime between, like, 9 and 6 o'clock your time.
Yeah, I could try and squeeze 10 o'clock Tuesday.
Okay. Could do that. I'm going to skip. Yeah, that works. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation, and then we will send an automated text message reminder out to you 1 hour before the interview time, just so you don't forget. If anything pops up or changes where you can't make it, I'm going to send you my direct number and extension. You can always just shoot me a quick message. We could reschedule if we have to, but 4 days after you started is kind of long for me. I like to get everything up and running as fast as possible. But
yeah, I mean, my Monday is booked.
Oh, it's okay.
Today.
I understand. Everybody I work with is a business owner, so we just kind of got to take things as they come, you know?
Yes, sir.
All right. But I did successfully find your Facebook page, and that logo looked very similar to the one that I had earlier, but wasn't it. But I got it now. Yours has the H and then the lightning bolt and then the H. I really like that because I'm a Chargers football fan, unfortunately, but fortunate this year. Okay. Save. All right. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $249, how did you want to do that?
I could do card.
Okay. Now, is this under your name, or does it also have the business name on it? It says H&H Electric.
It has both.
Okay. Go ahead and update. And then the billing address is going to be the same as the street address that we're PIN verifying?
Correct.
All right. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
Yep. You ready?
I'm ready.
4246.
4246.
3154.
3154.
2725.
2725.
7025.
7025. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
1129.
1129. And then 3-digit code on the back?
250.
250. All right. And then before I can authorize any transaction with your business, I got to walk you through a voice verification. It's about a 60-second recording. I'll get you your receipt and everything in writing, and then we should be good to go until Tuesday. If I say anything on the recording, Nicholas, that you don't agree with, or if you don't understand, just stop me. I could always rephrase it for you, but I want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize any kind of transaction with your business, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay, so you're on a recorded line here. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
H&H Electric.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Nicholas Lee Muir, owner.
All right. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided today?
Yes.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Nicholas, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. Also, I know you're saying you're booked out for like a month, so we're not going to ride you too hard if you're missing calls. There is a tracking system that'll save their information, so at your earliest convenience, you could always go in there and follow up with them at your own time. But if you do see calls coming in from our company, especially over the next like 2 weeks as we're doing all this stuff, getting it up and running, please be mindful of that and try to get back to us as soon as possible just so we can get you up to speed.
Okay.
Okay, and then it says the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. I do recommend that you try our services for 2 months when you first sign up with us, since we're going to be verifying the listing and doing everything from scratch. But it is month to month. You're not binded to a contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is November 15th, 2024. It's going to be in the discounted pricing structure of $249 as a part of a platinum package bundle. I've included a My Site website design for you at no additional cost, and I've also waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. So when the term is completed, the agreement is set up to automatically renew each month, but it's going to remain in the discounted amount of $249 for as long as you're with us on the 15th day. It says you can discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue our services, please let us know before the 15th day of the month, so that way we can stop that automated billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree to those renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to process the payment now. Nick went, suspected fraud. Uh-oh. Oh, you might have like a security setup on your card?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah, they might send you a notification here in a second. You have to authorize the transaction. That or they're suspecting fraud is happening on your account. So one or the other. But we use VeriSign. So it's the same as like Amazon or eBay. So the error codes are like very specific on what's going on. And instead of it saying like decline, it's not saying like you don't have money there. It's actually just saying suspected fraud is the result or error code.
Yeah, I haven't got nothing yet.
Okay. Did you get that Google verification form that I texted you earlier? Make sure your texts are working all together.
Yeah.
You did?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, it says that your bank flagged it because it seems out of the ordinary.
I don't know.
That happens to me all the time with anything that I push through Schools First, especially if it comes across as like out of state, they immediately like will decline it and then send me a message notification either via text or through my app. And then I have to, like, actually authorize it and say, hey, yeah, this is me, in order to actually process. Yeah, it's telling me to prompt customer to contact their bank. Don't retry the transaction. Wait until he's spoken with the bank. And the card has been unblocked before trying to use it again. Or use a different payment method. Reasons for decline, making a large purchase that's different from your normal spending habits, making multiple online purchases in a short amount of time, making a purchase in a location where you don't usually shop, that could be it too, and then a sudden change in your spending habits or location. To avoid having your card declined, you can let your bank know if you're going to be out of town or if you're making a larger unusual purchase. Yeah. So as a Google partner, I know it's definitely coming out of California, so that's probably the main reason why they're doing it.
Yeah, I mean, it says it's working, I don't.
Yeah, it told me not to retry it unless you actually contact the bank or authorize it, that or use a different payment method. Did it actually send you, like, a message to authorize, and you're saying that it,
No.
Oh, no?
I just opened up my account, going, it doesn't show any, like, denied transactions, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Let's try it again.
You want me to try to process it again?
Yeah, try it. Run it again.
Okay. So, we use VeriSign. So, the card is... has been, like, deleted. Like, I can't actually, you have to read it back to me. I have to re-enter it.
Hey, you ready?
Okay, I'm ready for you.
4246.
4246.
3154.
3154.
2725.
2725.
7025.
7025. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
1129.
11/29. And then 3-digit code on the back.
250.
250. 250 or 215?
250.
Okay. It's one digit off. No, it'll definitely. But usually it'll tell you card code error. It won't tell you, like, suspected fraud if there's a number wrong. So. Okay, I'm going to try to reprocess here. Yeah, no, I got the exact same message.
Okay.
Yeah, so they're saying contact your bank, do not retry the transaction, or ask the customer to use a different payment method.
Yeah, the problem is if this is going to hit every month, I can't really throw it on a personal card.
Well, I mean, we do send an invoice
receipt. I'm going to call you back.
Yeah, you could do it that way. I was going to say, if you put it on a personal, we still send the invoice receipt and everything, so you could write it off as a business expense. Like, it'll have H&H Electric on it when You file
yeah,
with
I just
your CPA?
Want like some of the QuickBooks and shit.
Oh, but we could swap it out for like the next month, you know, if it's just to
let
get
me
your
just call them.
Okay. Yeah, let's do that then. And then let me put this on a hold real quick. Give me 1 second. I got to – usually when the transaction clears, it takes it off the board, so that way they're not calling out on it anymore. So let me just take it off as if it's already sold manually. No, they don't try to send me another call in the meantime. And then I'll send you my direct number and extension. And then I'll set up for a call back here in like 30 minutes. That sound good?
Yeah, you'll call me back?
Yeah, I'll call you back in 30, but I'm going to send you my direct number and extension. So if you're able to get it situated before then, just call me or just call in directly.
Okay.
All right, sounds good. I'll talk to you soon, Nicholas.
Yep.
Sorry. All right, goodbye.